Keeping American farmland in American hands, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. In much of the U.S., selling farmland to foreign operators is a no-no. As of last October, some 30 states had laws to that effect. In Minnesota, Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson says that was addressed more than 50 years ago.
We have a foreign ownership ban on farmland being bought, because right now over 2% of Minnesota farmland is foreign owned. That came from pre-1970s, before the law passed.
Peterson says there's evidence of attempts to skirt the state law.
People say China's buying all our farmland. That's simply not true in Minnesota because we have this law. And if they do, what usually happens when a county notifies us that this country or somebody owns the farmland, in most cases they acquired it secondhand.
Peterson says Minnesota not only prohibits sales to foreign buyers, it also prevents sales to corporations with no interest in actually farming the land.
Minnesota already has the strongest corporate farm law in the whole country. We have what's called an anti-corporate farming law, and so corporations cannot buy farmland in Minnesota. And if they do, people should report them to us.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.